What up, what up? If you're tuning in, you're tuning in to the seventh episode of The Electronic Atmosphere. I hope you had a wonderful day so far. And if you're listening to this, you're about to be in for a real treat, because in this episode, I networked and linked up with a multi-millionaire entrepreneur on Instagram, Josue Pena. This guy has developed his Instagram marketing agency to a 7 to 8 figure agency, and his methods and his hard work has definitely paid off, and today he is here to share all that information with you. This podcast is brought to you by Electronic Apparel, a clothing company created to help you express yourself through beautiful clothing for a great price. Be sure to check out our website at electronicapparelco.com to learn more about our mission and about what we have to offer in our store. But without further ado, let's get right into the seventh episode with Josue Pena. So in this episode of The Electronic Atmosphere, I have today a very, very talented millionaire entrepreneur named Josue Pena. He's grown pages from pages with zero followers to 100K followers in just a couple of months, and all of his clients are so satisfied with his information and the courses that he offers. Learn more about him at onlineceos.com, and if you don't believe me, look at all of his testimonials and all the good things that his clients had to say about him. But let's welcome Josue Pena to the show. How you doing, Josue?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. It's really an honor. It's always good to be on as an invited guest.
Of course, man. Of course. You do great work, and I just wanted to, you know, provide some great value to all the listeners out there.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So can you just, I don't know how good that intro was for you, but can you tell us more about yourself and more of what you do with your business?
Sure thing. So right now, what I mainly do is I run an Instagram marketing agency. And then basically I do Instagram marketing for clients and also for myself as well. So for my own products, and then I obviously offer it as a service or as a done for you consulting, things like that, to different clients. And I've been fortunate enough to work with really awesome people like Ronaldinho, who is a celebrity. I don't know if you know who he is. Mm-hmm. He's a famous soccer player. Alex Becker, done campaigns for Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, been on Grant Cardone's TV show twice, consulting with Russell Brunson, and you know, all these people. So it's been fun.
Oh wow, some big time names right there.
Yeah.
nice. And so I guess a lot of people that are hearing this right now, they don't even know what the concept of building a personal brand is. And I know that most of the audience that you work with, such as these millionaire entrepreneurs, such as Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, and people like that, and Kevin David that you work with, are kind of a different level than the audience that we have here today. It's more like artists in the musical industry. So can you explain a basic concept of what personal branding is?
Yeah. So people think that personal branding is posting pictures about yourself. Nobody cares about that. There's humongous misconception that people think that just because you post a picture about yourself and selfies and a picture next to your car or whatever the heck, that you have a personal brand. But that's bull crap. Nobody cares about you or your personal brand or anything. They care about themselves. So when you tailor that and figure out a way to basically provide value, then basically your name gets out there. That's kind of the idea. So yeah.
Gotcha. And so let's say I'm a person that's just starting to produce music and I want to grow my Instagram and I have zero followers. I have absolutely no audience. What is probably the first thing you think I should start out with if this is me?
Yeah. So it all comes down to I always modeling success. So for example, what I would do, let's say an artist, right? And it's funny that you mentioned this because actually about last week, I was working with a rapper. He's a 16-year-old kid that I met in Vegas. I'm man, this guy is so good. I'm just going to help him blow it up. And in about 24 hours, I grew him about 10,000 followers. So, and the kid was stoked, you know, but he's really, really good. Freestyle and all that stuff. Anyways, so nice. What I would do, the first thing is you have to be good. Like, as a musician, as an artist, like, you have to be good, and not good in your own ruler and in your own terms and on your mom's terms, right? You have to be good in terms of like the actual market, you know, like there's no way around it. Like, if you suck, you suck. That's tough luck. Like, I'm sorry. Like you have to work on your craft, right?
Exactly.
So like, that's the first part. You have to be good. The next thing is like just doing your market research and finding where your audience that will like your stuff is put on, right? With the rapper, I knew exactly where the audience was. Because like, he was like freestyling. I met him in Vegas. I told him exactly the worst. Like, back then, I was like, I didn't even know what I was going to do. I just recorded a video. But basically, like, he freestyled. He's like, oh, yeah, my Dominican friend, blah, 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 blah. Like, he's saying all these things. I'm like, man, like, this is cool. I'm going to put it on Instagram. And basically, that's kind of like how it blew up. And he, like, the video got, I don't know, like 300,000, 350,000 views, like over 1,000 comments. It literally, like, almost went viral, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, the kid is good. Like, you have to be good. Like, you're an artist, a musician, you have to be good. And then after that, you do the market research and find specifically where your audience is conglomerated, right? Like, let's say you're rapping. Your audience might be in at rap. Your audience might be in at bars or something like that, right? Or your audience might be maybe like in Gary Vee's audience, and you can make a rap about Gary Vee and like he puts it up. So like, there's different ways that you can go about this. It all comes down to knowing the market research, knowing where your audience is
hanging out.
Right?
Yeah,
hanging out, and then modeling success and just putting out content that they will like. Like, you have to forget about yourself.
Exactly.
Your personal brand means nothing. So
I also love how you talked about how you just can't put anything anywhere you want. You got to put it to the audience that actually care about what you're putting out.
Exactly.
Like, for the rapper that you talked about, if you show those rap videos to people that like politics and CNN, no one's going to care about it, because that's an older crowd that doesn't care about rap, probably. But I love how you said that as well.
If you look at like if you would have put that rap song like in front of somebody that likes jazz, like... Yeah. Would it like perform horribly, right?
Exactly.
And that's basically the key to like put out content that's quality in front of people that will actually like it. And like, there's several ways to do it. You can do it, you know, with influencers on Instagram. You can also do it like with Instagram story ads. Like, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. In this kid's case, he's like really, really good at what he does. Like, he can like literally like freestyle anything. Mm-hmm. So I told him, look, you got to go on your Instagram, you got to do an Instagram live and tell people, hey, comment below and I will rap with you live right here and I will rap whatever you tell me to. And he would literally did that like as he was blowing up. So basically capitalized even further on basically having the audience that was coming in basically get loyal to him.
And that's amazing for engagement too, because that's exactly. Just straight up live engagement right there. And Instagram loves that. So that's also a great tip as well.
Exactly. So like, it all comes down to like, there's like, I always say like there's four pillars to Instagram, right? It's market research, content, consistency, and networking, right? Mm-hmm. So if you see, for example, in this case, in like the case study that I did last week, there was a market research. I knew where to put the content. I knew who the influencers are. I knew who the audience was. I knew how to frame the content, which means pillar number two, I know what content works and what content will be put out in front of the audience. So for example, on Instagram, yes, music is it's like hearing. But if you don't entice them with something visual, nobody will click, right? So in this case, like in this kid, like, and this was an honest mistake, but it worked out pretty well. It said like what I meant to say, or what my video editor meant to put, was 16-year-old rapper freestyles, right at the top, like, you know, what type a white bar at the top. And there's the video and there's subtitles of what he's actually saying, right? It's visually engaging. You can actually see it clearly. You can actually understand what he's saying. You can actually read what he's saying as well as he goes through it. But there was a spelling mistake on the title, meaning 16-year-old raper.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So that was hilarious, to be honest with you. Because, like, you take one P away from rapper, it becomes raper, like
the whole meaning is changed.
Exactly, the whole meaning is changed.
Yeah,
and people in the comment section were like commenting that, which again, like, it might, it's like when somebody, like, he got a lot of hate, right? Like, but he loved it. But here's the thing. It's all about engagement, right? If we didn't put that there, people probably would not comment, like, not commented, because, like, that triggered something on young people. And people commented. We were like, oh, spell a mistake. Oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
But Instagram doesn't care. They just see engagement, and they just boost the post more and more and more and more. So at the day, he gained 10,000 followers from one spelling mistake. Like, and obviously the content was good too, but like that spelling mistake triggered the emotion, and the spelling mistake was visual, right? Mm-hmm. And then basically it caught people's attention visually. People heard what he saw, like he sang. Some people hated it, some people loved it, but the people who loved it then went on and followed him. But it's like an engine. It's not just one piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an engine that works together, a visual part and also the audio part. He was good at what he did, but I crafted the content itself to make sure he fit the Instagram platform and basically the Instagram, not guidelines, but basically creating content for the Instagram platform specifically. And that's like the second pillar. Consistency is the third one. He's not very consistent with his content. He's starting to, right? But if you're able to be consistent and post every single day, you're going to blow up no matter what. And then the fourth one, which is networking, is this kind of like the gasoline on the fire. And one of the most important ones, it is also like Warren Buffett says, right? Your net worth is determined by your network. On Instagram, the same thing. The reason why I was able to grow him 10,000 followers in 24 hours, it was because I had the network, right? Mm-hmm. And basically put him up in front of 3 million people, of an account, 3 million people, 300,000 saw the post, and over 10,000 people followed.
Jeez.
You know, that's, yeah. And in 24 hours, it was pretty, pretty cool. So that's kind of like the four pillars of Instagram: market research, content, consistency, and networking. These are like literally the four things that I tell people to do every single time, no matter the niche, no matter the industry, no matter what, and they work.
Wow, that is straight gold right there. That's straight gold. And I'm sure some people are overwhelmed by how much value you just gave in such a short amount of time. And I just want to take a step back and talk about the pillar of market research, because I personally think this is extremely important. Could you elaborate more about how to properly, you know, conduct market research on Instagram?
Yeah, sure. Like, it comes down to, like, for example, let's say you're in rapping or jazz or guitar player or any kind of artist, musician. That doesn't matter. Fitness, beauty, whatever the heck, right? Whatever it is you're doing, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. You just type that keyword on the search bar on top of Instagram, and it will throw you hashtags and a bunch of different big accounts that are in that niche. And literally just tell, like, Instagram just tells you the information. Like, you don't even have to dig too much for it. So Instagram just tells you the information. You start, you know, go on the hashtags. You can see the top posts and then see the accounts in the top posts. Then see the accounts that are related or are suggested from that account by clicking the little arrow that's next to the follow button. Then see, like, you just, like, go down a rabbit hole that Instagram just gives you, like, hands it here. Here are all the influencers and all the people in this niche that we think you might be interested in. Because, like, if they see, for example, if you're interested in the account at rap, right, they're going to suggest at bars. And then they're going to suggest at something else, right? Uh-huh. And all these different accounts are in the same exact niche or very similar niches, which means that those accounts also have your target audience. So, like, you don't need some expensive, crazy software to, like, you know, do your market research, because Instagram just gives it to you for free.
It's all on there.
And it's, yeah, exactly. It's pretty simple. It takes, like, you know, what, let's say 1 hour, maybe, right?
Yeah.
1 hour. And you don't have to do it again. You already know who the influencers are. You already know who your competitors are. You already know what content works, what bio to put, what profile picture to put, what caption to put on the post itself, you know, what hashtags to use. And it all comes down to, like, you know, doing the market research and seeing what other people are doing. It all comes down to, like, modeling success. I've been doing, like, this for since 2012, so, like, 6 years by now. And I've only been successful for, like, less than two. And the reason is because I wasn't modeling success. I was trying to do it my way. I was trying to figure it out my way. So, yeah, just, like, if people want to, you know, go down the hard route like I did, go ahead. Be my guest. Spend 6 years doing it. If you want to take the easy route, just model success.
Right. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. That's what I like to say. And so, but what you always preach as well is content is king, right? Content's always king. It'll always come on top. But there are all these pillars that
attribute to, complete that engine cycle in order to have eyes on your brand, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
So if, let's say, here's a situation. Let's say I'm an artist that has great music, I have great content, I have confidence in my music, and I want to show it to a bunch of different people. I found the influencers, I found the market research, I know how to model success. How much should I be paying if I am an artist to pay influencers in order to, repost my posts or shout me out and stuff like that?
It all depends. For example, let's say a one, like, it all depends, like, on the, as a nine times out of 10 on Instagram, influencers don't know what they're worth. Like, nine times out of 10, like, if a person with 1 million followers is charging you $200 to post something or $300 to post something, they probably don't know what they're worth. Like, and which is good for you, which, cause you can, like, then use it, as leverage. But like, it's really hard for me to say, like, if an influencer is worth or not. It all comes down to the relationship that the audience has with the influencer. It doesn't matter if they have 1,000 followers or if they have 100,000 followers, right? If a company comes to me and say, hey, Josue, I want to promote a product on your personal Instagram account that you haven't posted in over a year, right? And that only has 12,000 followers. Ironically, I have 4.7 in other accounts. But on my personal one, it only has 12,000. They asked me, how much would you charge? I would literally tell them $5,000 at the very minimum. Because it's not about the audience size. It's about the relationship that I have with that audience. You're buying not necessarily just the audience, like the promotion in front of the audience. You're buying the relationship that the influencer has with that audience, which is the important part. So you're basically getting a personal endorsement from me. And, like, it's going to be a lot more. Because I know for a fact that I've been able to do more than $5,000 from the audience that I have on Instagram, even though it's small, even though I haven't posted in over a year, and even though I don't focus at all on it, like, but I know the audience knows, likes me, and trusts me, and they will buy anything basically that I tell them to. So, it all comes down to basically the relationship that the audience has with the particular influencers, and then you determine whether it is worth it or not. So that's basically the golden standard that I would say. People say, engagement and follower amount and all this stuff. Like, these things are great and important. But the reality is, at the end of the day, that a page that has 100,000 followers gets 10,000 likes, for example. And, like, the audience just likes the pictures and that's it. It's not worth as much as my own following that only has 12,000. But the people know, like, and trust me very, very well. So, like I said, it all comes down to the relationship that the influencer has been able to build with the audience.
Gotcha. And do you think, I know this is pretty hard, I'm sure, but do you think there's a way to gauge how the relationship is with the influencer and his or her audience, or is that kind of hard to tell?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. You can pretty much see, for example, depending on the engagement they get on stories, on the posts themselves, like what type of comments, like do they start conversations? Do they like what type of engagement is the influencer knowing how to pitch? Does he know how to pitch too? Because that's another part. Like, if the influencer is just posting pictures and that's it, like, there's a ton of them right there, like that, right? They have 100,000 followers. They just post pictures. They never do videos. They never post Instagram stories. They never do anything. The relationship might be there, but they don't know how to pitch. So when you come as a company or like as a musician or whatever, and you go to them, hey, can you promote my stuff? They're not going to know how to promote it. It's not going to be the same thing. So that's, and again, in that case, they will probably also be cheaper, which then again, yeah, brings me to the 9 times out of 10 portion of the influencers that don't know what they're worth because they don't know what they have.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's kind of like all, like I said, it's all over the place, to be honest with you. Instagram is kind of like the Wild West right now. Just because, like, the influencers don't know what they're worth. Advertisers don't think Instagram is powerful. And then you have like the middle ground of people that are like me, who are like, man, this is like a super empty blank space that we can just capitalize on like crazy. So that's kind of like how it's happening right now.
Gotcha. And I love how you say, you want to build a relationship with the audience. Like, you want to gauge how the how the influencer connects and engages with their audience, because I feel like what people preach is people buy and people listen or do whatever for people that they like and trust, right? So I feel like that personal engagement with each other in the comment section by looking at how they engage, like personally or whether they engage at all, is an amazing way to tell on how to see how much you should pay that influencer for your marketing services, I should say.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, like if they're like starting conversations, replying to comments, replying to DMs, that audience like probably knows, likes, and trusts the influencer very well. So, yeah, that's what I would say. It all comes down to that.
Gotcha. And what's your personal opinion about all these, you know, bots going around Instagram? Do you think they're totally worthless and totally not worth trying at all?
So bots is a weird thing. 9 times out of 10, I would say no, don't do it. But here's the thing with that. Like, if you know what you're doing on Instagram, which most people don't, if you know what you're doing, then you can use it. Like, I if you know what you're doing, I don't even have to answer this question for you. But, like, you know, like you already know what you're doing, right? If you know already how to grow, you know how to do all these different things without bots. Basically, bots is kind of like the cherry on top. But, like I said, 9 times out of 10, people don't know what they're doing. They just want to automate it and just forget about it. Like, that's not going to work. Like, yeah. I promise 100 times, like, every single time is not going to work. And it's because you're not building a relationship with the audience. People like try to fake human connection, and you can't fake that. It's the one thing you can't. Like, you can fake a lot of stuff online, and that's the one thing you can't. So, like bots and things like that, they work if you know what you're doing. But for the most part, no. Like, I wouldn't recommend people use them.
I agree.
Just focus on the four pillars. Just focus on the four pillars, and you'll be good to go. Like, I've grown over 4.7 million followers on Instagram and haven't used a bot. Jeez. So, yeah, it's and again, I've done it in multiple industries, niches, and even languages. So I have accounts in Spanish and in English. So yeah, it's one of those things. I'm like just don't use it. Like, you don't know what you're doing. If you don't know how to grow, if you don't know how to get to 100,000 followers fast without having bots, don't use it. Like, you're just going to hurt your account. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a very fast way to get banned. And I feel like it's so obvious to tell whenever the comments are fake by a bot. It's like, oh, keep it up. Like, great shot. And it's like a picture of like a quote or something like that. It's just so obvious to tell whenever they're fake. But can you also elaborate? So I have listeners that that DM me, and they're also trying to start their own, you know, like, company in the music industry as well. Would you go at it at a different route if you're building a company page versus a personal brand page?
No, like the process, the system, the four pillars are the same. There's like minuscule details that are obviously different, in terms of like the content itself and things like that. But it all comes down to modeling success. Like, that's literally the on the line of how it goes. Let's say instead of building, you don't want to become a rapper, but you love rap and you want to build a community that's all about rap, right? Then you, instead of just sharing, like, putting rap about yourself, you reshare content from other people and you credit them. There's like humongous pages like that. So that's a way that you can go, right? You can like build your own rap page, basically, that is all around rap, memes about rap, songs about rap, whatever. And you can use that to basically fuel your company. And then basically you will have a channel that you can market to for free and that other rappers will pay you to get on. So, for example, right, like, let's say, like, I got hit up a lot after I blew up the kid, like the rapper kid from Vegas last week. I got hit up a lot by like different musicians and like artists. And they were like, oh yeah, I want you to do the same thing for me. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let me listen to your stuff. Like, if I like it, I'll do it. But if I don't, I'm just going to say, dude, like, you might be good for some people, but for me, you're not. Like, it's just like, I'm sorry, right? Like, I don't like your style. Like, and then again, like I said, it's a taste thing. Like, art is a taste. Some people like it, some people don't. But it's one of those things that's just like, you got to find the right audience that will like your stuff. You know, there was one guy that hit me up, and he was like, like the new type of rap. And I'm like, dude, like, I just hate that kind of rap. Like, I just
didn't want to work with them.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just hate that kind of rap. I'm like, I like the kind of rap that's like Eminem or like Logic, that kind of rap, right? that it's like more energetic, like fast, high paced. Not like So like this kid, that was the kind of rap he did, which was like high paced, energetic, and not just like this other crap that I don't like. Again, like that's my taste. So yeah.
Gotcha. Wow, jeez. I feel like I'm squeezing every piece of value out of you in this episode. I mean, these people that are listening have gotten a real freaking treat from this shit so far. And I just want to ask, I just have a couple more things I want to go over. A main thing I want to ask you is, with your clients and with all the different pages you've built and all your courses that you have in order to, for all these pages to succeed on Instagram, what's the main thing you see with pages that succeed? I mean, the main difference between pages that succeed and pages that don't.
Succeed in what sense? Growth or money? Because like, there's a big difference, by the way. Ooh, influencers, all influencers are broke. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I have friends who have 200,000 followers on their personal page and they're broke. And they're like, come to me like, Josue, I want to make $1,500 this month because I can't pay rent. And I'm like, just do this. And they make $1,500 in 24 hours from that alone.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Like, yeah, like it comes down to like, what success is for you? Like, is it money? Like, is it building a sustainable business with Instagram? Is it just followers? Like, what is it?
Okay. You know what then? Let's take a quick step back. Okay. That's a great topic as well. How can an influencer or someone who already has a following or someone that wants to build a following and then monetize their Instagram, how can they do that?
So what I would say, for example, if you already have, let's start from people from scratch. Like, if you don't have anything,
uh-huh,
before you start a page, you gotta find, like, if you're wondering like, what page should I start? I don't know what page should I start, blah, blah, blah. There's two different routes you can go. Like, you can go somewhere like literally just want to make money, which is totally fine with me. What you need to do, in my opinion, just sell to women. I'm not being sexist, but women just buy. Like, you know, like they just buy. Like, it's just a fact. So just to like sell something in the weight loss industry or a beauty niche, it's super easy to grow. Find an affiliate program that just converts and push it. That's it. Like, super simple, right? Now, on the flip side, let's say, for example, you actually want to buy, like, build a page that you know, will like more, or like you are a little bit more passionate about. Just find something that you're both good at and that you're passionate about, like combined, not just one. Because then what you can then do later down the road is create some products and services that will serve those people. And since you're an expert in that field or know a little bit more than the people following you, then you can sell them something. So that's basically it. You can monetize an Instagram account even like as long as like somebody else other than your mom, your cousin, and your dog is following you, like you'll be good. You can monetize it. It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter the amount of followers you have, but you can monetize it. It all comes down to knowing how to pitch. So what I personally like to do is Instagram stories. Instagram stories is the most undervalued asset right now we have on Instagram, both Instagram story ads and Instagram stories themselves, just because people are blogging and not actually providing value there. So for example, one of my clients, Alex Becker, right, or Lady Boss, they're doing over 6 figures a month from Instagram stories, right? And
wow.
And the way we do it is they just literally provide value instead of just saying, hey, here's my food, my cat, and I'm here. No.
Nobody, I'm at the beach.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, nobody cares about you. Like, you have to understand that. Unless you're like a travel blogger, nobody cares. It's true. Like, there's no value. Like, what kind of value do I get by watching your cat eat is like going its sandbox? Like,
no, exactly.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no value in it. Unless, again, you have a cat page, right? Your content needs to have purpose. So if it doesn't have purpose, then it's like worthless. So what I like to do is provide value. Let's say you are in the fitness space. You provide 3 tips on how to lose weight. And then before you actually pitch, you make a poll and you tell people, hey, I was wondering, like, do you have any, would you like to find out more about my other 10 tips on how you can lose weight? Now with Instagram, like, Instagram just came out with an update today that you can actually write, like, have people write you questions and put them live on stories. So, like, you can put, like, hey, have you, like, comment below right now and send me, like, your biggest weight loss problem, right? Something like that. I actually did it just on my personal one today. Like, what's your biggest Instagram marketing issue or problem? I got, like, I don't even know, 20 people just commenting in there, like, their stuff, right? On my account that I don't even use. So it's one of those things, like, Instagram stories is just a gold mine and people are not using it. Instagram story ads the same way. And it's just about crafting a good story that looks engaging, that has text in the image, that has polls, that engages the audience, that they feel good by watching it, and they like will actually want to watch it, not just skip through it. If you're just vlogging about your day, showing your kids and whatnot, I'm sorry to say, like, unless you're like in that specific industry, like, it's not gonna work. So, yeah, it's like, that's how you monetize. That's how you make money.
Gotcha. Yeah. And something I learned from watching your videos as well on YouTube is also not being too salesy as well, and actually engaging with your audience before you try to soft sell these products to other people. And yeah, for those of you that don't know what affiliate marketing is basically where you don't have any products. All you do is you pick a company and you pick a product from that company and you pitch it to your audience. And whenever someone from your audience buys that product, you get a part of that commission. So you can do this whether you're an artist, whether you're a business owner, whether you're anyone. You can just be a swimsuit model. It can be anything. But Josue always preaches that you must have followers that like and trust you before you try to give them products, or else you're going to get unfollowed really, really fast if all you're trying to do is just pitch a bunch of these random products and or music or anything to your audience constantly without engaging with them and actually treating them as people, not just numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things, like, if I go out to a random bar and then I go out to a random girl and say, "Will you marry me?" What do you think the answer will be?
Hell no.
Exactly. Like, so what would you try to do, like, in the business world, right? Like, when somebody does business with you, when they give you their money, it's not marriage, but it's like pretty close. Like, so
no, it's a great analogy.
Yeah, they're trusting you with their own hard-earned money. They're trusting you with it. So, like, they will never trust somebody. Like, you never trust somebody that you just met. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, same thing in the business world. Like, if you don't build a relationship first, like, you will never make money. Like, it's as simple as that. So, now, like, exactly. The reason why, for example, I can sell, you know, like, a $5,000 product, like from one Facebook post without, you know, even, like, having to work too hard for it, is because I previously worked a full year and a half or a year building that relationship. The reason why Gary Vee right now is whatever he pushes, it just sells out in minutes, is because he worked for 2 years to build an audience in that relationship. So it's the same way.
I love that. I love that. It's a secret recipe. It's hard work. There's no easy way around it. You just got to work hard, but you also got to work smart. And that's what this podcast is for, to show you exactly how to, you know, grow as a person and grow as an artist in your industry. And Josue, honestly, thank you so much for coming on the show. I mean, that was incredible amount of value. I'm sure that was a special treat for everyone that was listening. Where can people learn more about you, Josue?
Yeah, so right now they can go on Facebook, obviously, or on Instagram, I guess. Well, on Instagram, ironically, don't message me there. I have too many pages in that. Everything for me is, like, all the notifications are turned off for, like, I wouldn't have a life if they were on. But, like, they can probably find me on YouTube with Josue, like, online CEOs. If they just, like, search online CEOs or Josue Pena Instagram or whatever keyword you want in that category, like, you'll probably find me on Facebook as well, like, online CEOs or Josue. You'll find me there as well. And again, I'm more than happy to help in any way I can. And yeah, so.
Gotcha. And everyone, make sure you check in the description below as well, because I have Josue's free ebook on how to monetize and grow your Instagram as well. So be sure to check that out. And you know,
yeah, Josue, on YouTube and all my social medias, I'm always doing giveaways and a bunch of crazy stuff. So there's a little encouragement for people to actually go and follow and, you know, message me and, like, connect.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'll make sure to have all of your social media and all of your information in the description, so everyone be sure to check that out. And Josue, it was an honor and a pleasure talking to you today. And, you know, maybe I hope you can help me with my Instagram too, because I need some help as well, so that'd be great, man.
yeah.
I'll definitely be willing to, you know, hand you some cash for that as well. But, hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was an honor. Have a great rest of your day, man.
No problem. Thank you.
See ya.
Wow, well, that was definitely one of the best interviews I've conducted so far. I hope all of you got a ton out of that episode, and I hope that gives you motivation to start your own personal brand or your own company on Instagram. Whatever it is, be sure to follow those four pillars and what Josue told you, and even be sure to watch this podcast and take notes again for the second time. because this episode truly is how Josue went from $0 a day to six figures a month. So do not take this advice for granted and be sure to grow your page with these four pillars and monetize it like how he said. Again, this podcast is brought to you by Electronic Apparel. I'm your host, Jason Lee, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I'll see you next time in the eighth episode. Have a good one. Yo, what is up? If you're tuning in, you're tuning in to the official episode of the J. Lee Experience. I think this is now episode 8. And in this episode, I am going to show you exactly why your Facebook, Instagram, or Google ads are not working. Also, if you want to hear or see this episode in video form, it's also on my YouTube channel. Just look up J. Lee on YouTube and look up Facebook ads and it should pop up. But yeah, other than that, let's get right into why so many people who are trying to get into the, social media marketing game are failing right now.